You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, "This thing saith he that had the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." Now you can see that in this scripture, just like Jesus wrote to all the churches, he acknowledged their works. But for the church in Sardis, the only work they have is work of hypocrisy, is pretense. They are dead, but they have a reputation that they are alive. It does not matter what people think about you, really. What matters most is what God knows about you. Your life is not measured by the opinions of men. Your life is measured before the presence of the Lord. Jesus told them, he said, "I have not found thy works perfect before God." So I want you to see where our works is examined. It's not before men. God does not examine our work before men. So whatever men thinks about us is not really what matters. Men may think, "Oh, we are great men. We are wonderful. We are this. We are that." No, what matters the most is your work before God. Is it perfect? You know, as a preacher, people are likely to commend you. And I get that a lot. "Oh, we thank God for your life. Oh, all of this. Oh, this brother." But let me tell you something. It doesn't enter my head, because I know quite well that what really matters is my work before God. Men may think I'm doing great work, and Jesus may not think so. So what is the gain in people thinking highly of you? And God does not think highly of you at all. What matters is your work before God. It does not matter what people are saying, no, brethren. This is what matters: your work before God. How is it? Can Jesus say before the Lord that your work is perfect? Or you just have a reputation? Just a reputation that you are alive, but in reality you are dead. How can a dead man pretend that he is alive? Can you see how dangerous that is? A dead man pretending that he's alive. Why not allow Jesus to resurrect you? How long will you continue to deceive people? Now, what does it mean to die? You know, he said that, "But thou art dead." But what does it mean? Look at, he said that thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garment. You see, I see two serious issues here. Number one, it means that those who are dead are people who have defiled their garment. People who are indulging in secret sin, but they still want to serve God. They still want to come to church and lead. They want to be involved in music ministry, in drama ministry, in preaching ministry, in children ministry. But you are living a life that is contrary to God. And some of you will say, "Hey, don't judge. Hey, who is perfect? Who is this?" Jesus said, "I have not found your work perfect." You are not the one that will determine the condition under which you will serve God. It is God that will determine the condition under which you will serve him. Those who have defiled their garment, they can't serve him. He said, "I have not found your work perfect." You are indulging in sin. Your life is not right, but you are so much involved in church activities. That's foolishness. The second issue is that, you see, even in a dead church, where everybody seems to be indulging in sin, and it has become normal. He said, "I have a few names," and he knows their name. Even in Sardis, even in that same place, you are saying, "Oh, you don't know this country. In this country, everybody is living in sin. You don't understand. The people don't do Christianity the way you people are doing Christianity there. Here, it's okay. Everybody, I remember one of my friends who traveled to UK. And after a while we spoke, he had started drinking. He wasn't drinking while he was here. And he told me, say, I've never been to UK. I don't understand the weather in UK. As I'm speaking, he has become a gigolo in the UK. His life just kept going from worse to worse. He thought, it's because I have not been to UK. That's why I'm not drinking. You see, he said, thou hast few names. Even in Sardis, even in that terrible place, let me tell you, there are people living for Jesus. In those countries that you say, oh, they are all corrupt. They've closed down their church. They are using it for club. They are using it for all of this. They are doing this. Let me tell you, there are people who are serving Jesus faithfully in those places. That's why Jesus canceled you. He said, repent. He said, repent, or else I will come to you at a time when you do not expect, if you do not repent. He says in verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and had, and hold fast and repent. And repent. That's the key. Repentance. Repent and be saved today. He said, let him that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church is plural. That means this message, it's not just to the church in Sardis. It's to every one of us. May we not live a life that men will speak glorious of us, but at the end of the day, Jesus will say, I don't know you. May that not be the story of our life in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.